You're not going to get Southern hospitality in Tennessee this weekend. Hasselbeck's coming for you, defense.
Look out, Grand Ole Opry. The Bears and their fans are heading to Music City looking for their sixth straight win. This is Game Preview.
Howdy!
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears go down to Tennessee looking for their sixth straight win. What are your thoughts on them facing the Titans?
Titans, they're explosive. They're fast. They can finesse you. They can try to outrun you. They got world-class speed at running back. They have experience at quarterback. They got playmakers at wide receiver. With all that being said, I think this could be one of the most challenging games for the defense. If you go back and you look at Hasselbeck's track record against the Chicago Bears, he'll find a defensive back that he wants to target, and he'll go at him often. That player better be ready.
Okay, now let's talk about those defensive backs, because Tim Jennings was voted NFC Defensive Player of the Month for September. Now Charles Tillman has been voted NFC Defensive Player of the Month for October. So where does he go?
Well, I think he's going to go all over the field. The thing about it, when you have accuracy and you have confidence, that's when you start to promote those interference calls. So even though the coverage will be tight by Charles Tillman, Tim Jennings, Major Wright, Chris Conte, Calvin Hayden, the rest of the guys, I think that it's going to be very challenging because of the accuracy of an experienced quarterback.
Bears always go into every game with their number one objective is stopping the run. They're going against a guy this week that's very fast in Chris Johnson. What do they do about that?
You know, he's not a tackle-to-tackle runner, so you're not going to get a point of attack inside. You're going to get a lot of outside exterior run plays, trying to get to a corner and use the world-class speed to beat anybody on the field. That's going to be the challenge to stop Chris Johnson. So you do have to be conscious about your gap control on the inside, but you got to make sure you never lose contain to the outside.
Let's talk about the Bears' offense. They woke up just in time last week, but if you look at that first half, I think they had 49 yards of total offense, 3 turnovers, 6 sacks. What do they need to do better, and how are they going to accomplish that?
You know, first of all, it's going to be a process, and I sound like a broken record because it seems like every week we sit here and we try to talk about the process of the development of the offense, but I do think early in the season, towards the midpoint and even a little bit farther, you're going to suffer some growing pains, and it's going to be the chess game of the first quarter trying to figure out what the other team's going to try to take away from you and then figure it out and continue the process in the game. And you've got to be thankful that the Bears had the explosiveness in the fourth quarter to win it. But again, we're going to look back at the end of the season going, boy, this was a tough game because Carolina has playmakers. They were able to win the game, but they're still going to have playmakers.
How important is it to establish the run with Matt Forte early in this game in Tennessee?
It's important to establish it early, but it's important to continue the process. I thought last week when the Bears came out and they scored on a good running play, efficient tackle trap by Jamarcus Webb, that boy, this is going to be a great game plan, you know, throughout the rest of the afternoon. But then the opponent adjusted. I always think it's the process of not only getting Matt Forte involved, but also Michael Bush. Because the success of the Bears in the running game down the road in that nasty weather, it's going to take both running backs, not just Matt Forte.
This week's Twitter question is from Music Junkie, which is kind of fitting since we're going to Music City.
Right.
He wants to know, what do the Bears have to do to be more efficient on first downs? And let me point out that the Bears are last in the NFL, averaging 4.19 yards on first down.
Specifically, having a more confident play design. If you look at the failed attempts of the first down in 3 of the plays this season, 2 sacks by 2 tight ends and 1 by a running back. And it's essential. Whatever play you call, you have to know that you have to have the ability to block it against anything you see, any field position on the field, and against any circumstances, loud crowd noise or not. So the key is about having the most efficient, confident plays called early in the game just to grow through that feeling out process of your opponent.
Tom, every week we pick a player that's going to have a significant impact on that week's game. Make your case for somebody.
I'm going to go with the cornerback position because I think they're all going to be attacked downfield by Hasselbeck, but also they're going to be attacked at the line of scrimmage to be space tacklers because of Chris Johnson. I talked about he's not real confident in point of attack straight ahead, burrowing through the middle of the field. He wants to hit and get outside. If Tim Jennings or Charles Tillman overcommit, that's when you see him exposed to a big run.
I'm going to make my case for Matt Forte. Didn't get a lot of touches last week, but then again, nobody did because the Bears only possessed the ball for 23 minutes. I think they're going to try to establish the run early. I think Matt could also be used as a pass receiver in this game. Matt Forte is going to have a big game Sunday in Tennessee. Tom, I know you have to go pack up your gear to go down to Tennessee. You got the 10-gallon hat. You got the boots. We're going to head down there. I hear they have both kinds of music there.
Country and Western.
He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.